Good
Hello?
evening. We're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers the survey. To begin, and to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
71.
Thank you very much. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A bachelor.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
None.
And if that's so, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic or Latino?
Black.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Thank you. When thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Dissatisfied.
And is that somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very.
Very, thank you. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as excellent, good, only fair, or poor?
I guess fair.
Thank you. Now below we have a list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia right now? You may select up to three. Is it gun violence, public transportation, inflation and the cost of living, jobs and the economy, healthcare, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, public school funding, city services like trash pickup, corruption in city government, crime and public safety, homelessness, or the cost of housing and rent?
Let me see. The crime and safety, the guns, those two. Mm-hmm. I know you said three, but those two.
Crime and public safety and gun violence.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or you've never heard of the people or groups, just let me know. The first one is the Philadelphia Department of Streets.
What was the answer?
Yes, 0 means very cold and unfavorable, 5 means neutral, and 10 very warm and favorable. Any number between 0 and 10?
Neutral, 5.
Thank you. The next one is Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
No opinion.
No opinion or never heard of him?
Yeah, never heard. I ain't familiar with the new commissioner.
Okay. That's fine. The next one is Mayor Sherrill Parker.
I know of her, but not to have an opinion yet. I know she's a new mayor,
With what you know or you've heard, because we want to know how you feel towards her, I don't know, where in the scale do you fall, between 0 and 10?
I'd say neutral.
Neutral. That would be 5 or 6?
Five. Sorry about that. Five.
Thank you. The next one is the Philadelphia Police Department.
I would say like a 3.
Thank you. The next one is District Attorney Larry Krasner.
know everybody hate Larry Crash, man. I would say, I'm not informed politically, so I hate to give somebody a number. I'd say neutral 5.
Thank you. The next one is your local police officers.
I don't really have none. You know, like the local district?
Your local police officers.
3.
3. The next one is the Philadelphia City Council.
5.
Council member Kenyatta Johnson.
7.
The next one is SEPTA.
SEPTA?
SEPTA, yes.
I don't really know what to say about that one. I guess SEPTA, they got a tough job. I'll give them a 7.
A 7, thank you. And the last one for the list is Governor Josh Shapiro.
I say neutral 5.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Cheryl Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
How long has she been in office? Like, since January, right?
Yes, right now we just want to know what's your, if you approve or disapprove of the way Cheryl Parker is handling her job.
I approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Say it again, what's the selection?
Do you strongly approve or just somewhat?
Just approve.
Oh, somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I said approve.
Oh, yes, but I want to know if it's somewhat or strongly.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't hearing you good. Somewhat.
That's fine.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community in city government.
I don't know. That's a tough one.
If it helps, have a scale? Yes.
Would I have
the scale is strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I would say neutral. Neither.
Neither. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphians' daily lives. After each one, please rate on a scale of 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood, where 10 means that you are highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood, 5 means that you are neither satisfied nor dissatisfied with the issue, and 0 means that you are highly dissatisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. You may select, once again, any number between 0 and 10. The first one is the quality of education in public schools.
I really wouldn't know because my kids go to private school. So,
but
really
with what you've heard, what you've seen.
I guess what they're producing, I guess you got to say bad.
And on a scale of 0 to 10?
I'd say 4.
Thank you. The next one is access to public transportation.
I say that's good. I say 8.
The availability of good paying jobs.
I don't know. I would say 6.
The next one is access to affordable housing.
Affordable housing. Ooh, that's, I don't know about that one. I would say 4.
The next one is the cost of rent.
Yeah, 4. Rent is high.
4. And the next one is public safety.
Oh, that's zero.
The conditions of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities.
Oh, that's bad too. I mean, like you, I would say three.
Three. And the last one for the list is the condition of roads and infrastructure.
What was the first one? You say what?
The condition of roads. Roads.
Oh, roads. Oh, roads. Good.
Yeah.
Yes. Only problem is construction's all over the city. But overall, I would say I give it a 7.5.
between 7 and 8?
Yeah.
Which one? Because we don't have the 0.5.
Oh, no 0.5. I give it a 7.
Thank you very much. Now, in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse compared to last year?
Getting better.
Thank you. And would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
Yeah, get ahead.
Thank you. Now, below, we have a list of goods and services that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on. Please select the two or three goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. You may select up to three. The list goes as follows. Healthcare, including prescription drugs. Childcare. Utilities like gas, electricity, and internet. Rent. Personal care. Public transportation, paying down debt, gas, groceries, recreation and entertainment, or education?
Education, groceries, and personal care.
Personal care. Thank you very much. Now, thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not that concerned, or not at all concerned? And how often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
What was the second one?
The second one was a few times a week.
A few times a week.
Thank you. Now, do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends too much, too little, or the right amount on the police department?
Too little.
And thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
I get any prizes?
I'm sorry?
I get any prizes? Any gifts?
For this one, unfortunately, no. But we would love to finish. You can make your opinion count. Now, here's a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe that this action would make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer in the city if the city implemented it. The first one is declare a public safety emergency in the city.
What was the first answer?
Would that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Not at all.
The next one is expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries.
Not at all.
And close the open air drug market in Kensington.
Not at all.
Hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates.
Not at all.
The next one is aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles.
Not at all.
And the last one for the list is begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets.
I mean, a lot of things you say is good, but it's not going to change how I feel. I said not at all.
Thank you very much. Now, in a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Cheryl Parker recently?
Well, I guess what's going on down in Kensington, and I know she's trying to get more funding from police. Trying to clean Kensington up.
Going down in Kensington?
Yes.
And getting more funding for police.
Yeah, I just heard that.
Funding for police. Thank you very much.
Put a new budget in.
Now, we're going to tackle that right now. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. Please indicate the 2 or 3 items that you think should be the highest or the biggest priority for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. You may select up to 3 items. The list goes as follows. Improve public transportation, tackle the opioid crisis, remove homeless encampments, hire more police officers, foster small businesses and local jobs, improve the city's infrastructure, reduce juvenile crime, improve our schools and education, support more affordable housing, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, get guns off the streets, or invest in community development.
The more policing, the guns. What about four? The police, the guns off. No, more funding on police, guns off the streets, education, and also the teen. Juvenile crime shit.
Since we just need 3, I don't know if you would prefer reduce juvenile crime or the one.
Education.
Which one?
I'll say education then as the third one. Instead of juvenile
education
crime.
As the third one. Okay, thank you. Now, so that was hire more police officers, improve our schools and education, and get guns off the streets.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, here's a list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy. Where 10 means that you strongly support the policy, a 5 means you neither support nor oppose the policy, and 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. You may select any number from 0 to 10. The first one is add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods afflicted by crime.
And what were the answers, I could say?
Yes, we have the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means strongly oppose, 5 means neither support nor oppose, and 10 strongly support.
Neither support or oppose.
And on a scale of 0 to 10?
5.
And invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk sweeping and litter removal.
$100
million? $100
million
for commercial corridor cleanups.
For commercial corridor cleanups?
including sidewalk sweeping and litter removal. Provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal alongside business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
Neutral.
And on a scale of 0 to 10?
I'm sorry, 5.
Thank you. A keep tax rate planned for Philadelphia taxpayers.
8.
The next one is invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned carts from our streets.
4.
Provide $100 million for treatment and triage facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness.
7.
The next one is invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city.
7.
Add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victims advocates to better serve residents.
7.
And the last one for the list is invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools.
10.
That was, I'm sorry, you cut off.
I said 10.
2?
10.
Oh, 10. Thank you. Yeah. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic era hybrid or work from home practice. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose ending work from home for city employees and requiring them back in the office full time?
Ooh, that's a good question.
If it helps, we do have, once again, the scale of strongly support, somewhat support, neither support or oppose, or somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
That's one of them depends answers. It depends on what kind of the job. That's not the answer you're looking for, though. What's the selection again?
Strongly support, somewhat support, neither support nor oppose, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
Somewhat support, I mean.
Somewhat oppose?
So, I forgot what I'm supposed, what is it, working from home?
Yes, do you need the question again?
No, I was just making sure how it was worded. So if I say I somewhat suppose.
Yes, we want to know if you support or oppose ending work from home from city employees and requiring them back or to be back in the full office in the office full time. I'm sorry. Do you support or oppose ending work from home for city employees and requiring them back in the office full time?
I say somewhat support.
So do you oppose or?
I say I somewhat support.
Somewhat
the resolution.
Oppose?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchanges and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchanges can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for needle exchanges program?
I'm sorry, say that one more time. Do I support?
Yes. Do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for needle exchange program?
Oh, I support that, too.
And do you strongly support it?
Yeah, strongly support.
Okay, thank you. And as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools, which would keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose to the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools?
I'm against that.
And do you somewhat oppose or strongly? Thank you.
Right.
Now, we're already at the classification questions, so we're about to be finished. How often would you say you watch, listen to, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
Was it a few times a week in answer?
I'm sorry, you're cutting off?
I say a few times a week.
A few times a week, thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Neither, none of those. I guess if I had to pick one, I'll say Independent.
Independent. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would say very conservative.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
Yeah, home.
Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight? Lesbian or gay? Bisexual or something else?
Hetero.
Thank you. And do you identify as transgender or non-binary?
Neither.
We just have yes or no. That's the answer.
No.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Yeah, married.
Married?
Yep. Hello?
Hello, yes?
Yeah, I'm here.
Was it single or was it married?
I said married.
Mary, thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Was it Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, or not eligible, too young, not registered, etc.?
I think I voted for Biden.
Thank you. Now below, there are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. Is it NPR or WHYY, Washington Post, Philadelphia Daily News, local news station, New York Times, TikTok, YouTube, Fox News, Philadelphia Inquirer, Facebook, X or Twitter, CNN, or Power 99?
Where I get my news from?
Yes.
I said Twitter. You said Fox. I got to go with Twitter.
Twitter, and you can choose up to three.
I see it's Facebook.
Facebook? And the last one?
No, I'm repeating what you said. No, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. Oh, do you want me
again?
Okay, we have NPR or HWYY, Washington Post, Philadelphia Daily News, local news station, New York Times, TikTok, YouTube, Fox News, Philadelphia Inquirer, Facebook, X or Twitter, CNN, or Power 99.
X or Twitter.
That was one. What's the next one?
YouTube.
And the last one?
I have to get another one.
Let me check. I guess that's fine then. So YouTube and X or Twitter.
That's what I said. So, Twitter and YouTube.
Twitter and YouTube. Thank you. Now, as we finish, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,000, $25,000 to $34,000, $35,000 to $44,000, $45,000 to $54,000, $55,000 to $64,000, $65,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $84,000, $85,000 to $99,000, $100,000 to $249,000, or $250,000 to $399,000, or $400,000 or more.
Yeah, the last one.
The last one. Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, and have a wonderful day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.